Thank you, Chris. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, October 6, 2015. This is The Connection on Live Talk. I am Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Blessing Zulu, standing in for Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are looking at new regulations by the government compelling ordinary level students to do industrial attachment or internship before enrolling for advanced level starting next year.
And of course, let's get talking live on Studio 7 and on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And to contribute live on air, you can reach us at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, we are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com, and voashona.com.
Again, this is your number one youth show, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
The government has made it mandatory for all O-level students to undergo industrial attachment for 5 months before proceeding to advanced level beginning January next year. Those who fail to comply will not be allowed to enroll for A-level. This, according to a new curriculum framework recently adopted by the cabinet.
Despite approval by cabinet, some ministers do not appear on board. For instance, Higher Education Minister Jonathan Moyo has differed with the new regulation, saying, quote, "It's unheard of that all-level students do industrial attachments. That's for higher and tertiary education students. Some students, parents and teachers, appalled by Studio 7, share Moyo's skepticism, but some are hailing the move as noble."
Already, tertiary education students are battling to secure attachment positions because of the depressed economy that has forced many companies to close shop. With that scenario, many doubt there will be enough industrial positions to accommodate ordinary level students.
Yebo, Blessing. Lichona njani mahlabe zulu emakhaya lamhlanje kungolwesibili nje lizakhumbula isikhathi sohlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje siphatha umthetho osufakwe nguhulumende ophathelane lezemfundo obamba abantwana abafundi abenza izifundo ze-O-level kuqala ngozibandlela ngomnyaka ozayo ukubana beqeda nje izifundo zabo ze-O-level. Kuyabe kumele benze i-attachment, badinga amankampani lapho abazasebenza khona okwenyanga ezinhlanu andubana baqhubekele phambili baye ku-A-level. Uthi uhulumende abaza kwehluleka ukwenza njalo, ukwenza i-attachment le, kabasoze bavunyelwe ukuya ku-A-level. Lizakhumbula ukubana okwamanje abafundi abenza i-attachment ikakhulu ilabo abenza izifundo zaphezulu abakuma-college lakuma-universities. Ngakho ke yiko udaba, ilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje. Kungaba ngabazali, ababalisi, bona ke abafundi, lilalele lisitshayele ucingo sixoxeni sizwe imbono yenu ngalolu daba. Blessing.
Onguka hamadzadiwa sezviri kutaurwa naNtungamili nhasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa nezve dano ratorwa nehurumende rekuti vana vose vechikoro vanenge vapedza bvunzo dzeO-level vakwanise ivo kuti vaende atingati maindustrial attachment kana kuti vamboenda kunobatabatawo kumabasa uku vasati vaenda kuA-level. Asi sechava chigariro musoro wetsuro kushaya nyanga muZimbabwe omu, vamwe vanenge vachiti ngaivhiwe, vamwe vachiti ngaisavhiwe, vamwe vari kuti idanho rakanaka, vamwe vari kuti idanho rakaipa. Toda kunzwa kubva kwamuri imi vana vechikoro, vabereki vadzidzisi nevamwe vose vose kuti munoonawo sei danho ratorwa nehurumende. Idanho rakanaka here? Vamwe vari kuti ndoo zvinoitwawo kune dzimwe nyika dzakabudirira dzakaita sana America kuti vana vanombopowo mukana iwoyu wekuti vapote vachimboendawo kunobata bata. Ntunga.
Hey, blessing ngaivhiwe shamari. Hanzi tina we have our guests on the line. We have Dr. Tagaba Firajou, president of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Dr. Joe, good evening. Hello, Joe. Muri parunare.
Zimbabweans, and good evening to all the colleagues working at the city of present.
Okay, we also have a blessing, Alista Funye. He's a student at Midland State University and an official of the ZINASU, Zimbabwe National Students Union. Mr. Funye, good evening to you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Punye. Let's come to you, Dr. Joe. Let's look at the pros and cons of this program.
Make it clear that Professor Mazima and Dr. Dekor to announce policies that have not been digested, that has no basis in terms of baseline survey, and that are not workable. They are impressing, if they want to give an impression that they are doing a lot of work or good work. What do you say, highlight without any equivocation or ambiguity is that university students who must go or go on attachments are failing to get attachments as companies are closing. And for the Minister of Education, therefore, to come an idea that the students that are coming from all levels must go on attachments, I think this is the greatest fantasy ever enunciated by the officials. And even the type of other areas where they are suggesting that the students should go. Imagine they are suggesting that the student must go on attachment at the military barracks, they must go on attachment at police, they must go on attachment at the prison service and other areas. We are aware that even university students who are going on attachment are abused, particularly the female students. And what more would be the fragile high school students, 16, 17 years? I will tell you that that is the recipe for disaster. A lot of these students would just get only one thing, pregnant. And we need to protect the students. Teachers are trained as local parents to ensure that they don't extend their fingers to these students. But to assume that soldiers, police officers and others can do that, I think is the worst of lunacy ever, expired by education officials. But the idea to say, the idea of attachment is good. But that attachment can be built in so that it is also supervised by teachers. We have lots of these schools that can also have a built-in in terms of attachment, in terms of industry, in terms of agricultural development, in terms of building. So our position as a teachers organization is very clear. Let the teachers supervise or also assist in the supervision of both theory and practice. We don't want our students to be abused.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line.
Alista, I spoke to you earlier and you were saying this is a noble idea, but is ill-timed. Why? Can you explain?
Yes, my argument was that it is okay for students to have attachment, especially for the O level, because we understand that the education is with production is of importance in the future in our country. But as it is, we are looking at the scenario whereby our economy is not stable, and even the industries are closing each and every day, and the workers are being retrained. So my argument is, where are these students going to be attached? And again, we look at the scenario in tertiary education, where we find that students should go for attachment. and going for attachment, it's very difficult for those two terms university students to get attachment, because you find that there are no companies to absorb them, and even the companies that are there are on an ongoing retrenchment process, meaning that they don't even have the funds to pay their workers. So the few students who are able to get to be attached, they are failed to be paid. At the same time, they go back to their parents, and their parents are the one who has to pay for pathway for them to go to work. Being an expense, again, looking at our country, most of our parents are vendors. They sell to make in the street, and others are not even working. So I think it's a good idea, but the time that they are trying to implement it is wrong. Mm-hmm. Not the proper time.
Thank you so much, Mr. Punye. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Live Talk, The Connection. And we are talking about the proposal by the Minister of Education, Mr. Dokora, that O-level students do go on attachment before they go and do their A-levels. Ntungamili.
Yebo, blessing silo munye njalo ecingweni. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ethiwa Education Coalition of Zimbabwe, National Coordinator waleyo nhlanganiso, umnumzana Maxwell Rafi Moyo. Mr. Rafi Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, Tunga. How are you?
We are good. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate. I understand your battery is about to die on you. So let's get straight to it. What's your take on these, new regulations?
Thank you very much for the discussion. But I think one challenge that I normally have is I think this discussion is coming a bit late, because these were issues that were brought forward during the consultation period. And one problem that we have as Zimbabweans, I have even noticed even at the constitution, is that we do not normally want to attend the consultations when they take place. And most of the time, these issues should be raised during the consultation. But right now, as we speak, the curriculum has passed through the cabinet. And has been ascended to by the cabinet, which means effectively starting in January, the curriculum is rolling on. However, being the case, maybe what we want to understand from the curriculum blueprint is what is the implementation strategy? What is it going to be like? Is it going to be like a full throttle or implementation of the findings that have come out? But from what I understand is that there are three phases that the curriculum should be rolled out as. The first one is the inception stage, which is the current stage that the ministry is working on right now, and they are developing syllabuses. And this is a critical stage which all stakeholders should be watching and should be taking part. And then there should be a phase one and a phase two. Now, for us to be focusing just on the attachment issue, I think it's a bit limited, as we want to look holistically as to what this curriculum will be focusing on. But from my understanding, this should be implemented by phases, and there should be reviews as to see how this goes. And in terms of the attachment, from my understanding, I just got hold of the blueprint, I read it. It is not like they are looking at students going in industry. To me, this is some kind of I may not want to use that word, but community service. Like, let's say a school is in the rural areas. There are service centers like hospitals, clinics, police stations, and so on. They may be attached to those centers and just develop skills around, say, report writing and so on, to be familiar with the ethics of work.
Mr. Rafi Moyo, just talking about that program where you are saying it's not industrial action per se, industrial attachment per se, but it is like going to hospitals. But I mean, the distance usually between those hospitals that you are talking about and some villages is just too long. Who is going to fund the whole program? And remember, for the students in rural areas, for example, that is the time when they will be helping their parents with tilling so that they can raise money for school fees when they are, if they manage to go to A level, for example. Is it that easy? It still requires money, right?
I agree with you. Not even distances to those centers are a challenge. Even distances to school are still a challenge in the country. We have students who are walking longer distances to school. But I think the understanding, I agree with you 100% that we are going to have teething challenges on something like this, because this is a new concept altogether. This is something foreign to our system, and obviously we are going to have challenges. But as a nation, maybe what we want to look at is to say, how then does it go when we have identified these challenges? That's why I was talking of phases of implementation. At the moment, we have not yet seen the implementation plan of the new curriculum. So to me, it will be a bit premature to preempt how this is going to be done. But maybe when the implementation plan is out, the ministry will inform us as to how this is going to be done. But I agree with you, there are definitely going to be challenges. If at all we have challenges in industrial attachment at higher and tertiary level, what more when we are dealing with students who are coming from 2,224 secondary schools? Obviously, we are going to have a big challenge. But this is, again, that we throw back to the ministry to say, what is the implementation plan like? And as stakeholders, I think what we need to be doing right now is to be giving our input in terms of the implementation plan to say, how is this going to be rolled out?
Thank you. Of course, you heard him. Clearly, that is now a matter of closing the door when the horse is already bolted.
Indeed. Indeed. Mm-hmm. Blessing. Singagai gu jo lo mnumzana alista funye. Si bale imbigo tunyelwe ngabalaleli lapha ku WhatsApp. Uti u Lovington Kambulawa. Which companies uTrevor Kulakwashe Moshipwa uti, it is a blind move basing on the current unemployment levels. Kuzoba luphumlani uthi kuyamangaza lokhu okusho nguhulumende ukuhambisa abantwana bezikolo emsebenzini ukuthi bayosebenza. Uhulumende imsebenzi uyayithatha ngaphi? Ilizwe lifile nje amankampani evalwa. Lokhu kungenzeka uma ilizwe lilama-parastatals azimele abantwana bangayafundela khona imsebenzi. U-Angelina uthi angiboni kungumbono omuhle ngoba kuzenza abantwana abaningi beke izifundo bebancane sebebona ingani sebekhulile kukanti bayabe besanda ukukhula ngengqondo.
We also have messages on WhatsApp, Antungamili. Let's start with Tatenda, who says, I disagree with the motion. Pupils from all level should just proceed to A level without those attachments. Shumba Uru says, sharp, well thought and noble, but wrong timing. My question is, which companies are going to employ children? That's modern day slavery. They will never be paid at all. That is nonsense. King Brown says, the problem is that there are no companies for our children to attend this so-called attachment before they proceed to A level. F. Chakaza says, it is okay, but where are the companies? We need to first prioritize in having companies. Eunice says, oh, vanenge vachibhadharwa here. Inyika yipi, shua, aiwa, zvakaoma. Graham says it's just madness. Andione pfungwa yacho ichibudirira kana tichitarisa kuwanda kwakaita masecondary schools as compared kune makambani ari kushanda. This is iri kubva kuna Prince, My Prince, variku Durban. Mtungamili.
Yeah, before we go to Dr. Joe, sithathe u Alistair. Alistair, uyacho kuba nalo ngumbono omuhle kodwa ubuya ngesikhathi esingayisiso. Kodwa abaningi bayabuza ukuthi akula yini amanye ama-priorities, akukho yini okunye okuhluphayo kwezemfundo okumele ukuthi uhulumende nga uyakulungisisa okwamanje okufana lokuphuma kwamaphepha emhloliso esingathi ngama leaks okuhlala kusenzakala every year kuba le problem yama leaks imhloliso iphuma icini iphuma ilanga lokubhala lingakafiki akula yini okunye okumqoka ohulumende amele ukuthi ngawo yakulungisisa kulokugijimela indaba yama attachments.
Mina ngokubona kwami ngibona zathi kukhona ukuthi the education sector as it is i-sector crumbled. That is refer nokuthi amapepa alika, is it because of ukuthi amapepa alika ngoba abantu bayalika? Let's look at the economy. Abantu bona babamaka amapepa imali abayizizayo imali engakanani. Abantu bona abasithi amapepa imali abayizizayo imali engakanani. Because imali abayitholayo ufana ukuthi imali emlutshwane than imali abase beyithola than bengabe ngalikhisa amaphepha, they get more money than the money they get ungabemaka amaphepha. So I think the government kumele ibanakekele, investe more in education, because we believe that education is the solution to poverty. It has the power to educate people to be able to upgrade him or herself as an individual. So I think the government, what should do to provide more programs for the young people and placing them in the forefront of development. What are we saying? We're saying that they should empower them with different skills, but first of all, let's start with dealing with industry and protect so that we are in general industry. We find that it is ready to absorb them and ready to discipline them, because the beauty is that is, we cannot say that we are in industry. Industry that is so managed, and I have a sense of proposal that is being made. No possible, I feel I will have discipline.
Siyabonga, Alistair. And blessing before we take Mr. Joe, here is my take. I'm not, one to agree with the higher education minister, Jonathan Moyo, often, but I think on this one he's on point. Tertiary education students are the ones who traditionally go on attachment because they're about to exit the academic world and, go into industry. Okay. So what's the point of, subjecting ordinary level students to that same process that they'll go, through when they go to tertiary education? Mm-hmm. I don't think it makes sense. But, having said that, mm-hmm. I think there's one aspect that the government should be prioritizing when it comes to education. Mm-hmm. And that's career guidance. I think our students lack that, and I think that should be emphasized in our curriculum. But before we take that, we take that up with our panelists.
Yes,
Mr. Joe.
Yeah, Dr. Joe. Pane nyaya simuzwa navara femo ya ndafunga kuti yakakosha yekuti kazhinji muZimbabwe tinozoda kuita kunge toyeuka bako mvura yanaya. Vari kuti pakaitwa urongo hwekutaura nyaya idzi, asi vanhu havana kumbobvira vasimudza murombo vachitaura kuti havasi kufara nezviri kuitika. Zvaakuda kuitwa vanhu vochitanga kurova bembera.
Ndinofunga handitenderani navarafe moyo pavanotaura kudaro. Dambudziko ratinaro kuministry education ndeyokufunga kuti vanhu vanofunga chete vari kuhaya vari kuhead office. Mukauya kumaruzevha kwatiri kwandiri zvendiri kumberengwa mukabvunza maticha kana curriculum iyoyo, vanokudza kuti takapiwa chinhu china maanza. Vakangodzosera maanza yavo. Dambudziko ratinaro ndere yandingati pachirungu self-pollination. Yokufunga kuti tinofunga stereki toita zvatinofunga because tinoda kuapiza mukuru wenyika kana kuti vanotitungamirira. Zvataifunga kuti zvingaitiwa even pacurriculum paipa ndokuti kana maunganidza zvataura navanhu vakari kwakasiyana siyana, munounganidza moita dokumendi mozodana inonzi All Stakeholders Conference kuti urongwa hwenyu hwatabuda nazvo ndezvizvi. Handifungi kuti pane mwana kana mubereki angafara kuti mwana wake anodzidza kuchikoro aende kubharagirai remasoja. Handifungi kuti pane mubereki angambofara neizvozvo. Kana variko ngavaite vana vavo vatumireiwo, kwete kuda kuita maexperiment nevana vedu. Chiri kuleka, it's meaningful dialogue and meaningful consultation. where we have carried out a survey, not as a good 75% do not believe that ministry that do not believe that ministry does not consult them. About the 25% you know that consult. They are not even going to consult. They don't respect what they say. So I'm doing that with Goroguti. You have people who are not going to teach. And I want to say, I want to wonder what my soldier is saying. Is it enough that we don't need that at that level? When I'm going to teach institutions, when I'm polytechnic, when I invest, I'm going to teach them. Our kind of education with production, that it is good score. Wana agriculture nana building. Wo access wa uma practicals nema teach. That's our argument.
Yeah, silomla leli lapa u tokoza kwele Botswana. Siya kwa mge la uhlelo mnimza.
Yungu baba.
Yeah, kusi pumbono wako.
Yeah, mina vengibona ngati into le enze unhulumende imbi kakhulu. Uba waloti wenzu ama consultations, angwazi kuti ama consultations akona enzu enini. Uba kwatesi sikuzwela sikuzwa njongo sikuzwa ku studio tina zange sike sikuzulo kuti kuba na ma consultations nga kuna ma consultations kuchi kuti enziwe khona le kumbe emashona lendi kangwazi kodwa ke emathevile ndasenge sikuzwa kuti kuba na ma consultations kodwa nga ngikhangele lokuzwa ulalele lawe mfowethu kuti i feeling yekhona yonke abantu bonke asebeke bakhuluma. I want to song case here against the issue on a lay. So Mbonangani Ukulumende, this should be repealed. Kukubuyele muva asufuni muva kakusiniki luto ili ama kampani ga wako sivele sithwele nzima kuza kwengezi i-corruption ukuthi umuntu anazuzwe naleyo ilokuzo nomsebenzi sokumele ukuthi ube lo muntu omaziyo ekhampanini naleyo kumbe enxenye umuntu anawuzwe sokuthiwa usezithwele ngenxa yokuthi usele leyo lo manager. So such things lisuka ezinjengazolezo. So mna I'm calling ilokuzenu umphakathi wonke uzulu wonke ukuthi kona we rather protest against this. We don't want it. Thank you.
Hayi siyabonga mnumzana tokodza ndivatokodza ba blessing ku Botswana hanzi ya tirwidisho hapana kana ma consultations akamboitwa. Kumathebelele ndisusu hatina umbonzwa nezvazvo saka hatibvumirani nezviri kuitwa nehurumende izvo.
Varafi boy regai tidzoke futi kwamuri. Matimi vanhu vakanzi ngatidze nyaya iva vamwe havana kuuya mapepa akaendeswa kupi nekupi semazira amuri kuita?
Pane zvandinoziva musi wa 24 November kana ndisingakanganisi zvikoro zvese zvakanga zviri nzvimbo dzokucollecta information. Isu takatomboendawo kune dzimwe nzvimbo and nyaya idzodzo takambodzitaura dzimwe nguva kana chinhu chichinge chazobuda kunyange izwi rako ranga riripo ukakundwa neruzhinji unenge wakutevera ruzhinji. Asi consultations dzakaitika at all provincial levels at every school muna November. Ndinotenderana navazhou kuti one of the challenges yakazoitika mushure memaconsultation ndeyekuti hakuna kuzodzoka kuti kuitwe dare ravanhu vese rokuti zvakabva mune zvatakawirirana ndezvizvizvi. Kune maconsultation mamwe akazoitwa selectively. Ndinorangarira kuti kune consultation yakaitwa muHarare, kune consultation ya stakeholders yakaitwa kuLupane kana ndisingakanganisi and a few other areas but not all the areas. Saka ndinotenderana navazvowo zvavari kutaura kuti zvinenge zvaizoda kuti vanhu vazodzoka pamwe chete vaonesane. But inini point yandanga ndichibva naye kana kuti my point of departure
varafimo imbobatai imbobatai todzoka kwamuri timbotoreka break mchana mtungamiri.
Yes, blessing, we have to say good night to our radio listeners, but there is good news.
We are continuing, we are streaming live. Actually, go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. And of course, our guests, Mr. Rafemoyo, Mr. Punye, and Mr. Joe, and Dr. Joe, do stay on the line. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Tungameli Nkomo. We'll be right back.